Gravity, 2nd of May, 2K9. Hello people, sorry I have not been posting for the last 2 or 3 days. As you know, I always post them and then catch up with them later if I've missed any days. I'll do my best to try and post daily, but sometimes work and travelling and things get in the way. And being that I did an event for live streaming for Sleepy Dog for Responder at Oxford, and then I had to go to Heathrow, I've just been all over the place. Plus, I'm trying to develop stuff and prep Dimitri to have enough work to do while he's over here, which he has got plenty of. Right, straight into today's links. I found a really cool link about this store in Brooklyn called the Superhero Supply Company. Now, looking at these photos, it looks legit. I'll put the link in the show notes. But it's called, like I said, Brooklyn Superhero Supply, serving Brooklyn and the greater metropolitan area. And it's got this great big board outside, and they sell stuff for secret heroes. So there's got like superhero supplies such as grappling hooks, bottles of chaos and gravity, capes, invisibility paint, jars of antimatter. But the thing I like about it the most is the inside. They've got like this really quirky sort of office setup, and the place is actually for a non-profit called 826 NYC, and they even have a revolving door case that you have to go through. You have to go through the shop and go through the revolving door case to actually get to this to the main place. I think that's really, really cool. And next time I'm in New York, I'm gonna have to definitely go check it out. Next link is something that I'm looking forward to, that I'm going to try and make sure that Sam's aware of. There is a guy whose wife, this was on an Australian news site, and I'll put the link in the show notes as well. Charlie Muller gives husband a year's worth of sex for his 40th birthday. A US woman has written a book about her unusual gift she gave her husband for his 40th, so I've got 4 years to go. 365 nights of sex. High-flying PR exec Charlie Muller from North Carolina hit upon the idea for a salesman husband, Brad, now 42, and has written a book about the year. Not much to say, really, apart from epic. And, there's still time yet to get that adjusted for me before I get to my 40th birthday. 40. Life starts at 40, they say, or is it 50, 60? I can't remember. I just hope I get to that one. Next link. Flickr's been hit hard by the layoffs with the downturn and recession. And it's quite shocking to think that you forget, really. I mean, like, Flickr's quite old. It's probably 4 or 5 years old, so it's quite old in Web 2 terms for a website. And you don't think of them being... you just don't think of them being without workers. You know, you've got like Yahoo, who are a major company, and you'd expect them to, you know, chuck a certain amount. They must be making a certain amount of money from pro accounts. But it looks like the layoffs from Yahoo have started to hit the Flickr team. Engineers from the service, Rev Dan Cat, Ashot Petroshkin, probably spelled his name wrong. Looks like Cal Henson, the Flickr architect, a Rockstar developer, has also left. Although this guy's not been able to confirm that, which is from Om Malik. His name is missing from Flickr's About page. Dropped Henderson an email to confirm he emailed back to me. I have left Flickr Yahoo. I don't have any plans yet, so I'm playing lots of video games and enjoying the San Francisco summer. Kara Swisher says he's working with Stuart Butterfield, co-founder of Flickr, on a new stealthy startup. As most of them are. Fair play to them. I mean, at the end of the day, Flickr must be making money to support their infrastructure. I wouldn't be surprised if those and lots of other people do an Amazon and start hosting out services, or so start hosting out their networks in some way. I would expect that to happen. What are we on? 4 minutes 32. Okay, let me quickly rapid fire some new ones. There is a great new version out of VLC 099A. If you watch any movies or use it, a video player, that's the one I use. And also inoffence.com. Inoffence.com have got an app out on the iTunes store called Credit Card Terminal, which is a great way of accepting credit cards online from your phone.